In today's episode, we consider the role work takes up in our lives. Whether it's studying, blue collar, white collar, or any other color, we're surrounded by work for the most part of our lives. For some, it's a joy, others a drag. But is the obsession with work sustainable, and is it the right way to look at things? All that coming up on The Friend of America. And hello there, everyone. Welcome back to The Furtive American. I am The Furtive American. And today we're going to be talking about something that every one of us has to experience at some point in our lives. It's work. And as I record this, we're normalizing the schedule right now. So I'm recording this on a Monday. It's the start of a brand new work week here where I am. And it's something that we all have to go through. Pretty much from a very young age. For kids, their work is pretty much having to study, having to learn about the world and everything in it. And so this topic is something that I think it affects us all, and different people are going to have different views on this. Some people really love their jobs. I'm thankful that I'm in a job which I, for the most part, love. Obviously, there are some things which aren't that pleasant to have to undergo. But for the most part, I really do love my job. And I'm really blessed to be where I am. But there are some people who don't really like their jobs as much, I'm sure. And there are some people who can't do without their jobs. But whatever the case, our work, no matter what stage of life we're in, plays a very big part in our lives. And really, what sparked this thought, what sparked this drive to talk about this today, was I was with my wife on a Sunday, on a weekend, on a Sunday, outside a learning center in a mall. So we were just walking through. We were going to get lunch, and we were walking through, and as we passed this learning center, or if you are living in the part of the world that I live in, you may call it a tuition center, you could see these long queues of parents, not kids, parents, outside the learning center, because I think the session was just about to be finished and they were waiting to pick up their kids. This was a couple of weeks ago, and we saw the same thing at another learning center this past Sunday as well. Long queue of cars waiting to pick up their kids, or rather long queue of families and cars waiting to pick up their kids from a learning center on a Sunday. And this kind of sparked a conversation between me and my wife. And my wife is not like me, right? Just as context, she was raised in the education system locally, in the local education system. So she's very in tune with the local education system, the way that the system works, how you game it, how you succeed in it. And she was bringing up the perspective that this is just the way it is. And I was just telling her, I don't get it, because I've never been a part of that system. I never went to a tuition center. I never had tuition, extra tuition outside of my regular school. So I never really got it. And I was just more perplexed because I did not have these sorts of things in my life growing up. And I appreciated that because it allowed me to have the time and the energy to pursue other interests, other things in life, one of which is knowledge and skills related to mass media and communications, which has played a big part in my life growing up and in my working life. And so I really didn't understand that. But my wife was trying to point out that, you know, in this country that we live in, it is important to have these extra supplements to your education. Because if you don't, the system here is just so competitive that you're gonna fall behind, and you're gonna fall behind a vast majority of kids who are being souped up academically with all these extra things on the weekend. And this was something that I've, you know, it's not new in the culture that we're in here. It's been around for decades, having to go to tuition. I mean, my wife underwent tuition, extra tuition classes when she was young too. And so she gets it, but I don't. And to me, you know, there are a couple of considerations, which we'll go through later on in the show. But I was just really perplexed because, and I've said this before on my own personal pages online, my own personal web presence, I've said this, that as adults, you know, we don't expect adults to work 24/7. That's just insane to us. You know, we have this thing where we need work-life balance, right? It's an increasingly important trend, important factor in where we work, work-life balance. We don't expect adult human beings to work 80 hours a week, 90 hours a week. That's just insane. And in some places, that might even get you into trouble with local labor laws if you expect people to work that long without any overtime or without a rest period. That's just the way it is in the adult world. And I was wondering, why is it different for kids? Why do kids have to go through 5 days of school, of which school takes up, what, 8-9 hours of the day, potentially? And then on Saturdays, they have, I don't know, swimming classes, piano classes, ballet classes. And then on Sundays, they have to go and do extra tuition. And this reminded me of a post I saw on Facebook one time of an enrichment center, a tuition center, who said something along the lines of, you know, the school holidays are here, the vacation time is here, but that doesn't mean your kids shouldn't be preparing for the next school term. Why don't you come and join us and we'll prep them for the next school term? And this was at the start of the vacation period of the our equivalent of the summer holidays. And I was just like, if I were the kid, I would be so crushed because, yeah, my holidays, my rest time has just started. My playtime has just started. And you want me to prepare for my next working period? I mean, imagine if you went on vacation and at the start of your vacation, you are expected by your employer or by your colleagues to get ready for when you come back. You know, that you can't disconnect, you can't have a break, you have to still be in work mode. And I understand and I appreciate that for some people, that is the case. But I don't think it's pleasant, even if it is the case, that you have to. I don't think anyone wants to. A break is a break. It should be, I think. And it sucks when you're on a break and you have to think about work stuff. And I, you know, to me, I was like, why are kids any different? In fact, I think it would be worse for kids. And so there's this obsession, I believe an unhealthy obsession with work, starting from when people are way young here. And it kind of grows into an unhealthy obsession with work as they grow older. And I've seen, in my limited experience in life, people working, obsessing over work because they want to get rich. And it has led to a whole bunch of complications and other issues. I've also seen people wanting to just survive and provide for their families, and they have no choice but to be obsessed with work. They have to always consider whether or not they've worked enough hours, whether or not their pay is going to sustain their family for the next month. I've seen that. I've seen that personally myself. My family used to be in that sort of a situation too. And I've also seen, and this is a great big part of I believe what I'm observing, people who are obsessed with work because they are motivated by fear. Because they're afraid of what happens if I don't have a job, what happens if I don't have my friends, or I don't have that social interaction, or what happens if I don't have something to do? It can be a scary prospect, but it's primarily motivated by fear, and or even what happens if I go out with my friends and I can't lift my head up high because I don't have a well-paying, well-respecting job or a job title or something like that. And a lot of people are motivated by fear, I believe. I may be wrong. Do let me know if you think I'm wrong, but I think a lot of people are motivated by some sort of a fear of something. On the flip side, though, I do see people who are obsessed with having work-life balance. I was once told by a friend of mine who was interviewing someone for a job that one of the first things this person asked was, "Do you have work-life balance in your company?" And the nature of the company was that sometimes you're going to have to work odd hours. That's just the way it is. I mean, they were this friend of mine used to be my former employer, and they were very considerate of, how much you work and how much rest you got. And as much as possible, we always had rest periods, and they tried their best to give us those rest periods. But the nature of the job required you sometimes to have to work late or come in early. It was highly logistical in nature, and sometimes logistics just doesn't work out. The schedules just don't work out, and you either go into overtime before or after your working hours. And so this person who was being interviewed for this job immediately went, "Do you have work-life balance?" And he was kind of taken aback because he was never asked that question before, and this person had no prior work experience. This was the person's first job. And one of the first things out of this person's mouth was, "Do you have work-life balance?" And so I understand that some people are, this is something that's really important to them. Let me just say it is important to me too. I don't believe that that should be an excuse for us to have to expect an easy job, or to expect to use our time in whatever way we deem fit at whatever time we deem fit. But I do believe that having a balance of work and life outside of work is important. I really don't subscribe to the whole thing that your work should be your life. I know some people do, I don't. But I was just kind of surprised because as a first job, I wasn't expecting someone to say, "Do you have work-life balance?" Knowing that the job is highly logistical in nature, and the job will require you to make certain sacrifices with time, as much as they try to give you extra additional time. Yeah, it was just kind of mind-boggling to me, and I know some people obsess with that. I've also seen people who can work but don't want to. So this is really on the other end of the spectrum. People who can, who have the ability, who have the mental and physical ability to work, but they just don't want to for some reason. And let me just say straight off the bat, I don't think that is right either. And so, there are a whole different bunch of people that I've seen really obsessed in one way or another with work. And it really just got me thinking about whether or not this is sustainable, whether or not this is the right thing to do. Because, I mean, firstly, I believe that work is a divine responsibility. This was something that was given to us by God way back in the book of Genesis. And it's unpleasant because of sin. And I know this is something that is going to be touchy. It's something that's going to be not everyone's going to agree with this, but it's unpleasant because of the sin of both employers and employees, of everyone in general, whether or not it's exploitation or malingering or whatever or not, it's unpleasant, right? And I'll be honest, sometimes when I go to work, it's not pleasant either. And but I believe that nonetheless, it's a divine responsibility. If we can work, we ought to work. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Obviously, some people are not going to be able to work for some reason or another. And to those people, we ought to support as much as possible. We ought to support them as much as possible. Either materially or emotionally or socially, but For those who can work, who don't have any impediment to working, we ought to work. And we ought to work in a way, and this is something that I am deeply convicted about, we ought to work in a way that glorifies God. Everything we do, including work, ought to be done to the glory of God. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. And I'll confess that's not always the case for me. Sometimes I gripe and complain, and my colleagues, who I don't know if they're listening to this, but they will probably know that, you know, I don't match up to this standard at all. But you know, at the end of the day, work cannot be the ultimate goal of life. I believe firmly it cannot be, because then it would become an idol, and in a Christian's life, we're not allowed to have any other idols, any other gods other than God, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. And really, I don't think it's sustainable. I really don't. Because you can't have it all. You can't, the resources, the time, the energy you have is limited. And if you spend a whole bunch of time, the majority of your time, I mean, we all have 24 hours in a day. If you spend most of that 24 hours working, you will have to give up something else. You will have to give up your time with your family. You will have to give up your energy with your friends or with your spiritual life. You're going to have to give something up. And it's not sustainable, because I don't believe we were made to just work and do nothing else but work for the entirety of our lives. Again, people may disagree with me, and I know some people really treasure their jobs, and to them it is a very, very important part of their lives, and they spend a whole majority of their time working. But I don't believe that that is healthy. I don't believe that that is sustainable, because you have to give something up, whether it's in terms of time or energy or resources or even health. And in health, we have our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health, and our spiritual health. You know, we have to give something up. And I've seen so many people give up, especially their spiritual health and their mental health, in pursuit of their vocation, their jobs. Whether or not they're motivated by the money or the power or the prestige of the job, I don't know, and it's not my place to judge, but I've seen people choose to give up their spiritual health, their emotional health, their social health, for work. And it's saddening to me. I really don't get it. And let me just clarify right now that I'm not dissing on people who don't have a choice. I recognize that some people have to work long hours, because if they don't, their families are going to starve, or they're going to run out of electricity or running water, right? I empathize with such people. That, like I mentioned earlier, that was my family growing up. We lived month to month. We didn't have leftovers. We didn't have savings much. And I get it. I get what it's like to be in that sort of a condition, and that you just have to work long hours. I get it. And really, I'm not dissing. If you are in that category listening to this, I am not dissing people like you at all. What I am talking about is people who, having the choice to decide between work and other things like their families and their spiritual lives and their friends and other things, choose work. Whether or not it's a conscientious choice or a force of habit, they choose work. And this was something that me and my wife had to struggle with in the early part of our marriage, because that was her. She would choose work over the family. She would choose work over her spiritual life. It was the most important thing in her life, and if you tried to touch it, she would snap at you. As you know, that happened a lot in the early parts of our marriage, but you know, it's not sustainable. You're going to strain your relationship either with God or with other people. And I believe that if you leave that unabated, unchecked, it's going to consume you. It's going to take over your life, your thought processes. Everything within you is going to be driven towards just working, and you're going to throw out everything else. And those things have dire consequences. If you do those things, it has dire consequences. And I don't believe that that's the right thing to do. If anyone out there who's listening to this has any other perspectives on work, please do share and do tweet me about it. Because it's a big thing here where I am that you have to get ahead. You have to work harder at every stage of your life till the time you retire, whether or not you can, but you have to work and build up as much material wealth and build up as much power and prestige to your name so that you can gain some form of satisfaction in life. And I just don't believe that that's true. I don't believe that that's healthy, and I don't believe that that's sustainable. And you know, I believe making work and its byproducts like money and power the number one priority in your life will kill you slowly, potentially quickly, but more often than not, slowly. And we see this in places like Japan with Japanese work culture, to the point that they even have a word in Japanese for this, karoshi, which is death by overwork, I believe. If anyone in Japan is listening to this, and you have more insight into the subject, please do let me know. But according to some sources online, there were in 2016 there were over 700,000 deaths, 745,000 deaths worldwide that were attributable to long working hours based on WHO data. And that's scary for me because I believe, you know, once you're dead, that's when you either meet your maker as your God or as your judge. You can meet him as either your creator, your heavenly father, or your judge. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to push myself to the point where I die or I have to lose my relationships just because I want to climb the corporate ladder or I want to get the best grades or something like that. So yeah, those are my thoughts about work. Well, some of my thoughts anyway. I have other thoughts about it, but yeah, let me know what you think about whatever I've talked about today, about work, about your experiences with work, and about what you think about how we ought to think about work, whether it's again, whether it's studying or actual working in a job of sorts. Let me know what you think. Tweet me at Furtive American, and I really look forward to hearing from you. And hopefully, in the future, if we do get enough responses and we do get enough questions and thoughts, we can put that into a segment in future shows. So yeah. Once again, thank you for joining me here today. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. And until we meet again, goodbye.